This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs police still on the lookout for an armed suspect accused of holding up a business last night. Police say a man went into a business in the 3800 block of North Nevada around 8 o'clock last night using a handgun to demand cash from the employee. Police say the suspect then left the scene on foot with that undisclosed amount of money. Police canvassed the area, but to no avail. The suspect has not been identified. No suspect description was made available earlier this morning.
More firefighters are being sent to help gain control over a growing fire in southern Colorado. The St. Charles fire was first reported near San Isabel on October 14th and was caused by lightning in the area. The fire has now grown to over 300 acres, and officials say they've yet to achieve any containment. Quinn Bauer with the U.S. Forestry Service said that the fire's location isn't making the firefight easy.
I think that was part of the reason that, you know, we weren't able to just rush in with, you know, full forces because of the terrain.
The Colorado Springs Fire Department is assisting by dispatching a brush fire truck to help fight the flames. More than 160 firefighters are now working to contain the blaze.
The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says a missing teen has been found. A 13-year-old named Isabella was reported missing yesterday after she walked away from Jack Swigert Aerospace Academy. The sheriff's office announcing via social media early this morning that she was found safe. The sheriff's office did not say how or where the girl was found, but did thank the public for sharing information about her whereabouts.
There are no reports of injuries after a vehicle crashed into a restaurant yesterday morning. Colorado Springs police said the driver fell asleep in the parking lot of the IHOP at Chestnut and Fillmore and hit the gas pedal, causing their car to slam into the building. The restaurant sustained minor damage in the crash. Authorities said the driver was detained, but for reasons that were not connected to the wreck. A man survived a scary crash in Colorado Springs early yesterday morning after driving his car off a bridge along North Nevada near Fillmore. His car plunged into a culvert and onto some railroad tracks just after 10 Tuesday night. He was alone in the car, but Fire Lieutenant Jamie Gutchek says it was a challenging rescue, requiring ropes to lower down a stretcher to the crash site.
We utilized some of our technical rescue expertise in removing that patient, and it actually entailed using our ladder truck to hoist that patient up and out of that culvert to the ambulance.
And we now know from Colorado Springs Police that the man was having a medical emergency before the crash. After the rescue, he was taken to a nearby hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
A Colorado Springs man has pleaded guilty to a single charge related to the 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol building. Jonathan Grace entered a guilty plea on Tuesday to a count of assaulting, resisting, or impeding officers on January 6, 2021. Grace reportedly used his body to push against officers trying to keep rioters out of the Capitol. Sentencing has been scheduled for January.
With Fremont County's only dialysis clinic closing in just more than a week, patients are trying to figure out how they will get to life-saving appointments nearly 30 miles away. Some volunteers have stepped forward to try to bridge the gap, but a lot more help is needed. Senior Services Solutions is one nonprofit offering help to those not covered by Medicaid transportation, but drivers like Bill Hancock say they can't do it alone.
We are pretty much their only option. You know, we've had to turn a few away right now because we're short on drivers.
Senior Services Solutions is now looking for more drivers and for donations so they can continue to provide those crucial rides.
And the superintendent of Pueblo School District 60 is planning to retire at the end of the current school year. Charlotte Macaluso announced this week that she plans to end her career in the district on July 1st. Macaluso has spent 31 years working as a teacher, principal, and administrator in the district. The district planning to begin a search for that new superintendent following the November 7th school board election.
Partly cloudy, breezy, and warm this afternoon. Then some much colder temperatures arrive. We're still in the low 70s today, Colorado Springs, 78 in Pueblo. Cold front works across the area. Overnight lows will drop into the low and mid-30s on Friday morning. Partly cloudy skies Friday afternoon with some snow showers in the mountains and a high of 49 degrees for Colorado Springs, 57 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.